A very warm welcome to all my listeners. This is Sheila Bajaj. Welcome to my podcast. I'm a motivational speaker, an author, and a life coach. And I love doing these podcasts because I continuously keep getting the most amazing feedback from all of you. So I want to thank each one of my listeners who send me and who take the trouble to actually post a review and send me feedback. Today's episode is episode number 13, and the topic that I was going to take up today is about sacrifice and how we make sacrifices to achieve certain things in our life. And I have this question coming from one of my listeners. On the whole idea of sacrifice, and really when we sacrifice to achieve certain things in our life, should that sacrifice be something that we feel guilty about later, that we made those sacrifices? Should we feel good about it? Should we not? I mean, just that whole topic of sacrifice is so sticky for so many people. Now, to begin with, I'm gonna talk about why we sacrifice, the fundamental thing to sacrificing. I know a lot of people, a lot of parents, individuals who sacrifice certain things for certain people, and I think sacrifice comes from, it's a choice one makes to give up something in order for someone else to have something. So that's really what sacrifice is when we give up, when we choose to give up something. And it is done for like a higher purpose or a higher good. Now, I don't really believe in the concept of sacrifice because I don't believe we need to give up something in order to get something else. It means I'm going to give up something that's fun for me in order to create something more or make someone else happy or create something amazing. And I think that creating something amazing actually happens from a place of joy and fun. So the whole point of sacrificing something is redundant. Now, I'm going to also say that sometimes people sacrifice because they come from a place of, I am sacrificing this, and then they attach an expectation from it. And you could be doing that even with your career. You could be attaching an expectation and an energy of, I need this from you. I need that success from you. I need that recognition from you because I've sacrificed my time, my family, my whatever for you. So sacrifice from any form and any angle is actually not healthy, because whenever you sacrifice, you give up something that's joyful to you, or you give up something that's important to you, you give it up for a reason, and then you put that energy on that person or that career or that business to extract back from it. And I think that's a very toxic energy to start something or to continue something. So sacrificing from a place of expectation doesn't really work, because there's already this whole load and this whole burden put on to whatever you sacrificed or you gave that up for. And I think like that approach itself seems very distorted, because you give up something for something. And when you give up something for something else, that first thing that you gave up is obviously very dear to you. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples, and I'll tell you like how this just changes the entire energy of things in your life. Like, a lot of times I've heard parents who gave up maybe their freedom for their children. Maybe they gave up their career. Maybe they gave up a hobby. Maybe you gave up something that was close to your heart because you wanted to do something bigger, better for your kids. Sometimes you gave up something that was close to your heart because you were building your career or your business. And a lot of times when you give up something for something else, and that thing that you gave it up for didn't work out for whatever reason, obviously also the energy that you put into it is sacrifice, compromise, and I'm unhappy. And that's not the right energy to feed anything. It's like when you're taking care of your kids, you sort of tell them that you sacrificed your freedom, your joy, your this for them. That's not the right energy to feed into them. It's like a plant. You want to make a plant grow? You put in this energy of, I gave this up, and it's like putting toxicity into that plant. How is it going to blossom? So I think that sadness itself is so toxic and is so acidic for that second thing that you're trying to create, that it kind of in a way ruins it. And then you don't get the outcome that you desired, because there's obviously an expectation. And we already talked about expectation in the previous episodes. There's this fundamental crazy thing with expectation. Whenever you put an expectation on something, it's never going to work out the way you expected it to. So you expect it from that. You expect something from it. You didn't get it. There's this disappointment. And then there's this feeling of feeling cheated or feeling wasteful. Oh my God, I gave this up for Hugh. I gave this up for her. I gave this up for him. And you feel so cheated because, you know, you gave it up for a reason, and then you don't get back what you gave it up for. And fundamentally, that's the issue with expectation or with sacrifice, is you never want to give up something to create something. That just is just a wrong concept completely. So imagine if you were just doing what you wanted to create out of fun and say, okay, I'm going to create what I want to. Like, I'm going to take care of my kids. I'm going to create this life for them without sacrificing anything. What if I could have the best of both worlds? Because thinking that you have to sacrifice one thing for the other is just a mindset. It's just something that we've bought into for lifetimes together, from our parents, from our society, is that if I want to be a good parent and I want to provide this, this and this for my kid, I have to sacrifice. Or if I want to create this for my business, I have to sacrifice this. And in order to create that, I have to sacrifice this, is just a mindset. There is nothing carved in stone that says that it's only, you will achieve that only if you sacrifice this. It's a choice we make. And we make that consciously. But do we really do it from that space, or we do it from a place of like, I am the martyr and I gave this up? I'm going to tell you, like, I've seen a lot of parents give up certain things for their children, sacrifice, compromise, and then later tell their kids that, hey, I sacrificed this for you and what did I get in return? And I think it's a very Indian concept. Like, I've heard so many parents say that to their kids. And your kids will turn around and tell you, who asked you to sacrifice? I did not tell you to. And like, I have been a single parent for a long time. And I have to say that there were times like I knew that I was working my ass off. I was, you know, like I was a horse with blinders. All that I had in my universe was my kid and my work. And I remember one thing. I remember that I had to be a happy parent, a happy person in order to provide for my kid. And I focused on that joy. I focused what was fun for me. And I never really sacrificed. Like, I remember, like, there were things that I got to do and I know I got to do it. And I never sacrificed. Like, it was not like I sacrificed my favorite movie for my kid. I found a niche of time to make myself watch a movie that I really wanted to watch. And if there was a movie that I absolutely didn't want to watch, I would find someone who would probably take my kid to that movie. But I would never compromise or sacrifice and say, okay, I'm not going to watch my movie because of my kid. Because ultimately, if I'm an unhappy parent, what am I giving to my kid? What am I overflowing? If I'm full of love for myself, honoring myself, if I'm this happy person, filled, my cup is full, I will overflow that joy and fun to my kid. And today my kid is able to honor himself because he's seen his mom honor herself. Because when you sacrifice something, your kids learn that too. People learn that from you. And then they start to give up portions of themselves in order to, for someone else, for a relationship, for their parents, for their partner. And do we want our kids to do that? Do we want our kids to ever sacrifice something for their spouse, for their relationships, their career, for their relationships, a life decision for any relationship? So if we don't want our kids to do that, how come we choose to sacrifice things of our life for anyone? And I'm going to say that every time we bring in this kid into the picture, especially in the Indian context, the entire conversation energy changes. People almost get it instantaneously the moment I bring the kid into the picture. We never want our kids to get distracted. We never want them to compromise or sacrifice or get the short end of the stick. We always want them to have more and beyond more. We want them to have phenomenons. We want them to have it all. I want my cake. I want to eat it too. I want to play with my cake. I want to do it all with my cake. And why not? You can have your cake and eat it too. These are all stupid sayings that we bought into, that you can't have your cake and eat it too. I know people who have juggled everything together. I've juggled a million things together. We only have these ideas because we've learned these sayings from people. We've learned these sayings that you can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to sacrifice this in order to get this. You have to work hard in order to get money. You have to work hard in order to be successful. There are all these crazy sayings that we just feel that they're the gospel truth. And who said that they were the gospel truth? Really? It just sounds nice and people have been using it. So we just thought, okay, that's it. That's that. Sometimes it's so ingrained into us, we don't even know that they exist in our universe. Sacrifice is bullshit. I have to say this. Like, you know, I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because sacrifice makes you divorce parts of yourself. It makes you cut off portions of yourself that are you. And not being you, cutting a portion of yourself in order to achieve something else is not the right energy. It's like you cannot feed someone if you're trying to cut pieces off yourself. Sacrifice is toxic. Compromise is toxic. And maybe I'm going to do an episode on just compromise in relationships, because that's a whole different ball game. You know, we think like compromise is all good and it saves relationship, but it's the opposite. I'm going to bust all these myths that we have, that we think create our life, but they actually create disaster. And I'm going to tell you that every time I have not sacrificed something, I have first focused on what I want to create, what's fun for me and what's joyful for me. I have just been like, I've been myself and I have been this joyful bubble, and it has just radiated, and I've had people and magnetism and opportunities and business and money. And it's like my universe is this crazy bubble, and people look at me and wonder, wow, you get to have it all. Like, you have this freedom, you have flexibility, you have this work, you love what you do, you get fame from it, you get recognition from it, plus you get treated like this god. Yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too. If you love yourself that much, to a level that you honor yourself and you think of nothing, like nothing gets first priority except for you and what's joyful for you and what's fun for you. Like for me, I will do exactly what's fun for me, and I just notice that my entire universe just works miraculously around me. I put in a lot of work. I put in time, effort, all of that. But because I put it with that energy of joy and not from a space of, I need to give up something in order to do this. Because, you know, you're so sad if you have to do that. Like in any time in my life I've ever had to give up something to achieve something, it's never really worked out. It's never taken me to the pinnacle of success. There was a time I did a television show, and I had to give up a lot in order to be able to do that. And after a while, like, I really wanted to do that show as well. And I remember there was a point when I just said, you know what, it's not fun anymore. And whenever something stopped being fun, no matter how stupid it was as a career decision to give it up, I gave it up. Because that there was nothing more important than following my joy and following my sparkle. And, you know, it came from a space of, okay, I'm done. So you've got to come from that space of feeling that your joy, your sparkle is number one priority. Money, success, fame, all of that will follow. But your sparkle is your number one priority. And if you do that, you will achieve everything and more. A lot of times we think that, you know, we can't get it all because there's a price to pay. Again, that's one of those sayings that we've just bought into. We always think there's a price to pay. I've never paid any price. I have to say I've never paid any price. I don't know what it means to pay that price. Like, that's just if you believe that saying, you'll have to pay the price. There is no price. There's just a lot of love. There's passion. And there's give it your all. Give it every bit of your energy and give it your best. And you'll be bloody good at what you do. So I don't buy the concept of sacrifice. I don't buy the concept of compromise. And I don't sell that concept to anyone I know. Because you get to create your life from a place of joy. And you know what? Even if you don't get to achieve all the money, success and all of that, at least you're happy. And that counts for something. Seriously, that does count for something. Because I've seen people who have chased money. They've got the money. And now they have all the fame, money and everything, and they're on depression medication. And for what joy? Like, they come to me and say, Sheila, I have everything, and they're spending all that money on trying to be happy. What if you could just follow your joy and you're happy? What if you could just follow what made you happy and followed your sparkle? You wouldn't have to like spend all your hard-earned, smart-earned money on like fixing the depression. The root cause of sadness and depression is because you don't follow what's fun for you. So summing up what we spoke today about sacrifice, compromise. Sacrifice doesn't really work. It's when you give up everything to achieve something else. It's not worth. Because the first energy you're putting into creating that new thing is toxicity. I'm sad. I'm giving up. I'm a martyr. And that never works out. It's like trying to create your children's life from, see, I did this. And that never really works out. You can never create phenomenons from sacrifice. You can never create something really wow from sadness. It's a contradiction in itself. I hope this episode helped you. I hope this episode helped you and created something in your life and shattered a few walls that were limiting you from creating your life because you thought you had to compromise or sacrifice. And I'm sure there's someone in your life who's grappling with this. Share it with them. Pass it on, pay it forward, and spread the magic, because when you help create magic for people around you, magic shows up in your life. So share this episode and let me know how things panned out for you. However it is, send me a mail. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, email, wherever it is, sheila@sheila.com. And in the next episode, we'll talk about more stuff dealing with your life. For now, this is Sheila Bajaj signing off. I hope this audio created some magic in your life.